I am Planta on the line. This is the commentary.ca. John Mann joins me again. The spirit of the West Front Man returns to the Arts Club Theatre Company's stage in their new production of Les Miserables. He's a veteran of the company now, having appeared in the lead of their productions of Miss Saigon and Cabaret. Other than Spirit of the West, he's appeared in such television series as Intelligence, Da Vinci's Inquest, Dead Zone, Battlestar Galactica, Cold Squad, Haunted, and Dark Angel. He's appeared on stage in the Threepenny Opera and Joni Mitchell River. Les Miserables plays at the Arts Club Stanley Industrial Alliance stage. Visit artsclub.com for more information on tickets. Please welcome back to the Planta on the Line program, John Mann. Good morning, Mr. Mann.
Good morning, Joe.
Thanks for joining us. Well, what's the name of your character in the show?
I am Thénardier. And Thénardier is, he and his wife run an inn together. And they're, you know, rather unscrupulous, and it kind of provides somewhat of the comic relief in what is a very, you know, quite a dark show. So yeah, that's kind of sums it up.
Do you enjoy playing a bad guy?
Well, I actually do enjoy playing bad guys, and generally I just play bad guys somehow in film and TV as well. That seems to be my lot in life, but every once in a while I get to play a good part. But I don't know, they're fun. They're kind of more meaty than, let's say, playing a love interest or something. You know, they're tend to be pretty multifaceted characters to occupy for a while. Thénardier is, you know, he's kind of a favorite of the audience for a couple of reasons, and one being that he just is so kind of deliciously nasty. And then he also has, you know, he and his wife, there's obviously a love, you know, it's twisted between them, but it's there, and there's a lot of humor that goes on between the two of them as well. And so I think that he's somewhat endearing.
Who plays
a bastard?
Who plays your wife?
Nikki Lipman.
And you worked with her in Cabaret, is that right?
Yeah, well, we were, I never worked with her I was, you know, there, she was in the show, but our characters never crossed paths in the show. And so I'm thrilled to work with her because she's an absolutely fantastic actor, and I feel like I'm learning tons from her. So it's a real gift for me.
I was looking at the list of the cast, and there's some other members there who were with you in previous shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, if you didn't know about the show already, you certainly know about it now, as the one that has the song that Susan Boyle sang.
Yeah.
Were you surprised at how much interest there was in the production after we all saw that on YouTube?
I was a little surprised when it happened, and for us, we first heard about it when someone from the box office came up and said ticket sales have doubled because of this, you know, this YouTube spot. Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it's great for us. No one's thinking it's a bad thing. I mean, for sure. The thing is, it's a great song, and that she sings, and Sarah Jean Hosey, who sings it in our production, does a really just bang up job. It's really beautiful, her voice, and I don't know. It's good. It's all good for us. It's all good publicity, and it's all, you know, positive. If it's getting people to come out to see the show, then it's great.
You played opposite Sarah Jean Hosey in Cabaret, right?
Yeah.
Now, what is it about this show that's made it so popular over the years and beloved?
I don't know. My history with the show is very recent. I've been asked to play the part of Thénardier, and I had never even heard the show. So I had to go back and, you know, and listen to some of the other recordings and just to get a sense of what it was about, and, you know, read a bit about the show's history and you know, synopsis, etc., of the story, of Victor Hugo's story, and just try and figure out what it was about. So for me, it's quite fresh. But it's a great show, and the relationship, or the character Jean Valjean, who is the lead, who's imprisoned for stealing a loaf of bread for his sister's child, you know, and it's such a great character. He has such and Martin Murphy, who portrays him, has such passion. He's everything that this character should be. He's strong. He's a big man. He's strong. But he has humor, and he has, when you see him with little Cosette, who is one of the characters, Fantine, who dies. Cosette is Jean Valjean's adopted daughter, and just the beauty that that Martin brings to that, and the humor and the fun, and he has two kids as well, so he has this ability to relate to these young actors on stage, and his voice is so powerful. I think it's going to be an incredible thing for the audience. And I don't think I'm actually answering your question, but I think it's just an endearing show to people because it kind of has everything. It has some incredible action scenes with the battle on the barricade. It has multiple love stories. It has intrigue and villains, and I think people are going to really love it. And for people like myself that really had never heard of it, I think they're going to get a real kick out of it.
When we see the show, will we cry?
Well, I know people are. You can actually hear them in the audience.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to give it all away, but there are certainly, the show has its fair share of deaths, and I feel like the way they're being dealt with, it's not sucky, for lack of a better word.
Now you've done a lot of theater with the Arts Club. What brought you back for this role?
Well, once I started listening to it, and I was kind of hooked once I heard the song "Master of the House," which Thénardier sings, and it's fun and it's wicked, and I just kind of felt like it would be, it'd be a fun part to do. Someone that had a great sense of humor. It was villainous, and to me, it appealed to me.
You've done a lot of TV, as I mentioned. You're proficient on the concert stage, having fronted Spirit of the West. Now, you've done a fair bit of stage work as well. Is there one that you prefer, one medium?
Well, I guess I'd have to say music would be my... If I had to pick anything, I would continue to be a musician as long as I can. You know, it's for me, it's comfortable. It's also, when I'm up on stage singing, I'm singing my words, my thoughts. And when I'm doing solo shows, it's certainly that way. And when I'm with Spirit of the West, I've been in that band for 25 years, and we are such a tight group of people. We're an incredible family, and I can't imagine, not doing that ever. I couldn't imagine giving that up. It would be too hard for me because we are such a family unit as a band. So I think that would be it. I would, if I had to pick, but I don't think I have to. So, I think I'm lucky that way. Spirit of the West has been busy for quite a while, because we celebrated our 25th year and we toured that quite a bit. And then I was, doing solo touring, and I haven't been doing as much. I haven't been doing TV and film because it's mostly, hooked up with a theater. And when I finish this show, Spirit will be off touring, and then I'll be doing another show, a co-production between Theatre Calgary and the Vancouver Playhouse, which is called Beyond Eden, and it's a musical / play about a fictional account of the trip that Bill Reid, the famed Haida sculptor, carver artist, and Wilson Duff, who is a curator of the Royal Museum in Victoria, took to Haida Gwaii, to Ninstans, and paid for the removal of a number of totem poles, and some of those are in the Museum of Anthropology, and some are at the Royal Museum. And it was a very contentious issue among Haida people, and still is in many ways. So, and it's a fabulous show, and I'm looking forward to kind of getting into that. I've done about four workshops for it, and I go into rehearsal December 1st.
You must be quite lucky in your business to be able to choose and what you do, and you're able to do that, are you?
Pretty much, yeah. I I think it's, you know, a while ago, I can't remember when it was maybe about 10 or 15 years ago, everybody in the band, you know, just said, you know, that we would like to go off and do other things. And I think it, in some ways it was the healthiest thing for us to do. And it also just like creates great options in your life. It creates options for, you know, new adventures, but it also creates, you know, on a real base level, it creates, you know, options for you to make money and survive. And because you can't just, you know, with Spirit of the West, you know, you just can't keep playing. It's, you know, you don't want to overplay cities. So it's great to have those times when you have a break and you can, you know, you can go off and do other things, and everybody in the band has them, you know, has those other options available to them, and I think it's great.
Now, I've seen you in Cabaret and in Miss Saigon, and we'll see you in this show. Out of the three, is there a role that you enjoy more than the other? Is there a favorite?
I think Miss Saigon, the guy from the engineer from Miss Saigon, I really loved it. I just love the songs and I don't know something about it. I just felt, to me, that was probably the first time when I totally connected and to a theater piece. You know, I'd done a little bit before that, but that was the one where I felt like I this is something I could actually do for a living.
And vocally, is this a challenging role, this one here in Les Mis?
No, not really. I mean, I'd say the only thing is, you know, sometimes it gets a bit low for me, but, that's good too, because, you know, it causes me to work on my lower register a bit, so that's okay. But no, I don't feel like it's, you know, it's not, I'm not struggling to hit notes or anything. It's not like it's too high for me and I'm blowing my voice out or anything, so I'm quite comfortable doing it.
On a show night, do you eat before the show? I've always wondered this.
Everybody has kind of different things that they do. For me, I need at least a couple of hours to digest. I don't like, you know, I'd rather go on hungry than you know, go on feeling bloated. So I like to give myself a couple hours, eat something, you know, healthy, and then feel like I'm, you know, light when I get on stage.
And then your voice, obviously, how do you take care of that?
Well, I warm up a lot. I warm up, I do a half hour of warm up by myself when I get there, and then for my voice, and then we do, you know, wherever there's choreography in terms of stage fighting and stuff, we do a stage fighting rehearsal before we go on stage, before the show starts, just so that no one gets hurt, and... Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of my regime, and I have all sorts of, you know, singer voodoo that I do, you know, in terms of different stuff. I use this Chinese herbal stuff called Ninjam that I just put a little of this. It's kind of like a cherry syrup I'm not quite sure what's in it, but and some hot water, and I do that. I gargle with salt water. I have spray or whatever that I use, and, you know, just stuff like that. But mostly I'm trying, when I'm not performing, I'm trying not to, you know, think too much outside of the shows.
And did you avoid certain foods, certain drinks, perhaps?
Well, not really. I mean, no, I don't think I really avoid anything like that.
So curtain comes down just before 11, I guess, right?
That's right.
And what do you do after? Do you go home to bed, or, I mean, there must be some high that you have to come down from, right?
Yeah, there generally is, but it depends. Sometimes, I think once we're up and running, like really well into the run, then I'll probably go out with the people and have a beer. But for now, I just, you know, I come home, and my wife and I, we have late meals, so we come home and we eat together and gab and catch up. And because during the rehearsal process, you know, we're at the show in the morning, and, you know, we're doing previews and rehearsing at the same time. So, you know, I don't really get much of a chance to see Jill, so I just tend to come home after the show. But it's such a great cast, and there's such a wonderful rapport between all of us. There's a lot of humor and a lot of fun banter, and so I'm looking forward to the times when we can, you know, the summer hits, and after the show we just can go to a bar and have a pint and then call it a night.
It's been fun talking to you again, John. Break a leg.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Les Miserables is at the Arts Club Stanley Industrial Alliance stage until mid-July. Artsclub.com for ticket information. Also, johnmann.ca for more. John Mann on the line. I'm Joseph Planta.